Hello, and you're very welcome to Marine Times Radio. This monthly podcast brings you a roundup of comment and opinion from the leading outspoken paper for the Irish fishing industry and the coastal communities, and a selection of what you can read in the June edition of the Marine Times newspaper. The Minister for the Marine says he's very much aware that the way in which the concept of relative stability has been used to justify the low quota levels applied to Ireland by the European Commission in comparison with other nations fishing in Irish waters is a major problem and is at the core of the difficulties faced by the Irish fishing fleet. Minister McConnellogue has spoken to the Marine Times for the monthly feature interview in the paper.
We all agree that we want more of the fish that are caught in our waters. That's the core objective of everything I try and do and achieve, and that's something I very much agree with all of our fishers on, that we need to all work collectively to try and improve a quota situation. We do know, you know, that when relative stability was established in the early 1980s, at that stage it was based on the catch sizes of various member states, and the catches proportionate to one another at that stage of member states was what set that relative stability. And of course, that hasn't changed since then. But what has changed since then is our capacity to catch fish and the capacity of our boats. We were primarily an inshore fishing fleet at that stage. Our fleet would not have been as developed or have had the capacity of some of the other EU member states. And that impacted on our share with regard to relative stability because of what our share was at that time. So that's something that I want to bring to the fore and have been bringing to the fore as part of my arguments in relation to the Common Fisheries Policy Review. And it's something that I very much look forward to the contribution and strategy that's put forward now by our fishers as well. So, and that's something I want to try and achieve. It hasn't changed in 40 years, but it's something certainly that I'll be leading the battle and the fight on in terms of trying to have that adjusted.
You can read the full interview with Minister McConnellogue in the June edition of the Marine Times. The Chief Executive of the Irish Fish Producers Organisation, A. O'Donnell, is also concerned about the concept of relative stability.
We have relative stability since the CFP was set up back in the 70s, and it's very much a fixed position. And then we have the Hague preferences, which are a flex on that, which were intended to assist Ireland because of the agreement we entered into when the other European members were given access to our waters. So we need to maintain the Hague preferences, but also we need to see what can be done to improve our situation, to take account of the fact that we had a disproportionate hit as part of the Trade and Cooperation Agreement, and one which hasn't been rectified. We have the Brexit Adjustment Reserve, which was provided to us by Europe, which is still only partially rolled out. But essentially, that's just a stopgap measure. What we need is a more even and fair rebalancing of quota to take account of the amount of quotas that were transferred from Ireland. Obviously, the other really pressing issue facing the industry at the moment is the whole area of the fuel crisis, the cost of marine diesel. Effectively, once the cost of marine fuel goes above 60 cents, the whole issue of resilience of the fleet and the economics is really, really challenged. It becomes unviable. So our stakeholders are really being hit by that at the moment. We have a number of measures that have been approved by the EU, support measures for the sector, and we really need to engage with the department on an urgent basis to get some form of member state implementation of these EU schemes under EMFAF. At the moment, for most of the fleet, it comes at a very, very difficult time. And some of the other member states have introduced schemes. So this, again, is a competitive issue. It puts our stakeholders at a source of significant disadvantage economically. So we need a rollout of support measures. And this is consistent with the key feature of the Common Fisheries Policy, and that is the notion of a level playing field for all. Okay. We're disadvantaged at the moment in that our members are not being supported in the issue of marine diesel and the cost.
A. O'Donnell, Chief Executive of the Irish Fish Producers Organisation. The escalating costs of marine diesel is the focus of attention by the CEOs of the country's four major fish producers organisations, including John Lynch of the Irish South and East and Patrick Murphy of the Irish South and West, who are featured in the monthly CEOs Forum in the paper. Sean O'Donoghue, Chief Executive of Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation, says there is no way that vessels can continue to fish at the present cost of marine diesel.
The really key point is the urgency about the fuel crisis in light of the Ukraine war. And it isn't today or yesterday that we have been pursuing this. Just to give you an example, as of today, the marine diesel in Ireland is at €1.05, and the Commission have already told us that the looking at break-even points for the entire European Union fleet, you're talking about 60 cents per litre. So there is no way in the wide earthly world that vessels can continue to fish and being totally uneconomic as such. I know there has been a temporary tie-up scheme brought in for the demersal vessels, but the problem with that is that that has got nothing to do with the Ukraine war and the Russian invasion. It is all to do with Brexit and the losses, the huge losses that we incurred both in the pelagic and the demersal fleets in terms of transfers to the UK. So on top of that, now we have this continuing a huge price in fuel, which isn't going away any day soon. And to be fair to the Commission, we've had several meetings with them since the invasion on the 24th of February, and on the 23rd of March, they brought out a suite of measures accepting that there was a huge issue around the Ukraine war, and they invoked what they call the emergency measures provisions, which is under the European Maritime Fisheries and Aquaculture Funds. They declared on that day and published it that those conditions had been met. So it then put the onus on the member states to bring in schemes in relation to that. And furthermore, it gave them guidelines in terms of how to do it, the simplified guidelines, and then it could be backdated to the 24th of February when the war began, and was there as a short-term measure up to the end of the year. So the Minister and the Department, they have to act on this, otherwise we're going to have an issue here with food security, and this won't be just Ireland, it'll be across Europe, but as I'm aware, a number of the other member states are very active in bringing in schemes to cover their fleets. So you'll end up that you'll have the main fleets getting their additional costs covered, whereas the Irish fleet at the moment doesn't have one cent in relation to that, and we don't even have a scheme. So there is an urgency that this has to happen.
Sean O'Donoghue, Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation, CEO. Writing in the June edition of the Marine Times, Seamus Bonner, Secretary of IMRO, the Irish Islands Marine Resource Producer Organisation, says the common fisheries policy must be reformed because its weaknesses are decimating both the resource and the industry. The Marine Times is dedicated to Irish maritime fishing and coastal community interests and has the widest and most comprehensive coverage of marine news in Ireland. Get your copy now in the shops. It's also available online as a digital version. Tom McSweeney, Deputy Editor, reporting. Thank you for listening.